Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
And I told you I don't want to go to New York. They'd have to offer me like $1 billion.
Yeah.
No, that's what they do in New York.
Yeah, I mean, if they said, we'll give you $1 million to host mornings in New York, you'd be like,
okay, where will I live? All right.
I already left.
Let me pack my shit up.
You know what I'm going to do?
Host mornings, yeah.
I'm going to light a fire in my apartment and buy all new stuff. I'll be there in a minute.
Yeah, I'm not even, I don't care about it.
Light it on fire.
Guys,
so dramatic.
Well, I feel like we've already kind of started the show. Have we started the show?
I thought we were doing a commercial.
No, we could do that after.
A commercial?
We're rolling with V-Hale already. V-Hale goes, I'm like, oh, we're so excited.
We barely even started rolling. All right. Okay.
But that was the funny part with the thing where she burns all the shit in her apartment to go to the gig
in
New York.
God, you weren't even here, Bryn.
Yeah, Bryn.
I was here.
You were peeing.
I was peeing for the earlier one. I was back
We
for
did the
one.
Goodbye.
I was there. I hit the yay button.
Oh, I didn't notice.
I cut all this out, or what's going on?
I don't know what's going on either. I feel like, what is this a show?
Is this a show? What kind of fucking show is this?
Nobody knows. Listening to this shit right here?
Well, the five of us are.
A lot of people.
That's it. Oh, hello, listeners. Let's do something for you. It's the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show with a special guest, V-Hale. And we're going to try and get her on. Like, she's, you know, she's hesitant. She didn't like us that much, but she was thinking maybe once in a while I'll come on for like a little extra.
I couldn't even sleep last night. I was so excited. Twice a week.
You know.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
I don't want to leave. I don't want to go out of here. So how did anyone fuck anybody for since yesterday?
I don't know where to start.
All right, Vinny has a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Start with that.
Great.
V-Hale.
It's question day?
Yeah. Have you ever done a strip show for a boyfriend or someone you, or any partner? Have you ever done a strip tease?
Yeah, it turned into a little more humorous. Like, I'm sorry, like, you try to start up. Plus, I was young when I did it, because that's when you do, like, I don't know. Like, I would never do that now. But, yeah, I did, like, a little, not really a strip show, but kind of, like, stripper-esque, right? Like, they sat down, and you kind of, you know, bent over, shook the ass, rubbed the pussy on the leg. And then it was like, all right, let's just fuck, because this is, like, this is weird.
Also, so you couldn't keep it up and really draw it out because you just weren't feeling real
like,
about
that's
it.
That's not really my jam.
Okay.
But yeah, I tried it. You got to try everything once, right?
So have you ever been an actual stripper then?
No.
Well, you just said you got to try everything once. I'm asking.
No.
Okay.
No. I've talked about a friend did it. She went and did it like an amateur night. And I, she's like, you just got to do it. It's so liberating. And I'm like, I would have to drink so much booze and snort so much coke.
Oh.
Before I even
the perfect
thought.
Cocktail.
It is.
Sarah's like, I'm
oh,
in.
Oh, really? Do I get that if where, I go to the amateur night? I'll do that. Where are we doing that?
I think it's
what
BYOD,
do I have to do in order to get the... Yeah. I don't give a shit. I'll bring my own B, but not my own C. I really want, you know... I don't want that. Hey, it's good to know you didn't have a secret life as a stripper. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I'm glad we cleared that in case people were wondering.
Totally fine if you did, though.
Totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Serving put me through climbing up radio, not stripping.
I knew a stripper who like was putting herself through law school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
they
Vinny.
Do law school, doctors. It's crazy.
All kinds of stuff. Yeah. It's great fucking money.
Yeah.
Vinny's handed it up.
I have a question. Has anyone ever offered you money?
To fuck them?
Yeah.
Mm. No.
So you've never had someone just say, listen, let's just cut the shit. You're fucking hot. I want to bone you. I'll give you $1,000. Let's go home.
No.
Would you do it for $1,000, though? Just curious.
No, that's...
I'm asking for a friend.
Good looking. Good looking guy. Good looking guy.
His name's Jan.
No, that's... No,
not nearly enough. $10,000?
Well, it depends on the guy, right?
I mean, I think it depends on the guy.
I kind of wanted to fuck you anyway. I'm getting 10 grand. All right. Let's do this thing.
Yeah, I'd be like, you idiot. I was going to do it for free. Fucking moron.
You've never done anything for any kind of trade type scenario.
No.
You never trade? Never?
Sarah has. That's why we asked.
I totally have.
No.
But it was like, it was a guy. He was an ex-boyfriend. And he was like, one more time. I'm like, Larry, for that guitar.
Money?
No, it's like little.
Oh, okay.
It's like a.
It was an Explorer type model.
But it was the mini Explorer with Blue Sunburst or Blue Burst, whatever it's called. And it was so fucking great.
It makes it way better.
It's so awesome.
It's such a good paint job.
I love that guitar. Yeah. I don't even know what happened to it. I must have sold it at some point. You know, when you're a kid and you're poor, you sell things. Because you're like, food or this thing that I can't eat.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
I'll sell it.
Right.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Yeah.
So you have done a guy for some stuff.
No. We've all been there with selling stuff.
Like, you said we've all been there.
I was
DVD. Remember when turning in your DVDs was huge?
Yes.
I had like a bunch, my ex and I, we were just so fucking broke. And we were like, let's do it. We went through almost all of them and went in. Of course, you get kind of shit for it, but.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
I think
it adds up.
Got some drugs with it and food.
Kind of drugs?
Drugs were for him, to be fair, but.
What kind of drugs was he doing?
I think he just bought pot that time, but later on he got into much worse shit.
Mm. Oh. Yeah. Like he's shooting up right there at the in front
no,
of.
No, not heroin. Meth.
Oh.
Yeah. So sad.
Do you snort meth? How do you do meth?
You can snort it or smoke it.
You smoke or it, like, shoot out it of a too, crack I think. Pipe. It's
yeah, I think you
dirty.
Can shoot it too.
The
yeah.
time that I did it, it was a just
you can
a,
shoot meth?
A little dot. No, I didn't shoot meth. I just snorted it. But it's like, it burns. It's like razor, yeah, the mini little razor blades. Like that's you just right. go, ow, what is that stuff made of?
Fire.
It's all chemicals. It's all, yeah, but it hurts. I didn't like it.
Did you clean your apartment for 3 days straight?
No, but I was, I'd drinking enough to take down a dinosaur, a big one. And then I took that stuff and was like, I'm ready to party some more. Let's go.
Sobers you right. Well, I don't know if it sobers the
well,
right.
Well, it just somehow makes it so that you're still going. Wasted, like yeah. the Energizer Bunny. Yep. Mm.
And these were days like, you know, college type age days when you just party.
Yeah. And party and party.
And party and party.
That's like, have you ever done, I think it was called a Cocoa Puff. So when you get down to the very last bit of your Coke, because when you come down, it sucks. So we would smoke. Mm-hmm. So you roll a blunt. You could do a joint probably, but we smoked blunts. So you roll a blunt and then you sprinkle the little last bit of Coke.
Yeah.
On the.
Brittany, you know about this?
They do that with cigarettes.
Yeah. And open up, open up the top of the cigarette.
You know about this too then?
Yeah.
You're into it.
I'm not into it.
You like it?
Actually,
when's the last time you had a Cocoa Puff?
35 years ago.
35 years ago.
Yeah, easily. I mean, yes. That's when I had my problems with
Coke. So you sucked helium out of a balloon or whatatever that stuff is.
Nitrous.
I've done nitrous. I mean, in the last 5 years, I've done nitrous.
Oh, my God.
Well, you go to parties sometimes and people
are dumping that. I'm dumping that.
Why not have a Cocoa Puff then? What's so bad about that?
You're 52.
I don't know how old I was. I was at somebody's Halloween
party.
Well,
less than 5 years ago, you were 52 and up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I'm only 56, by the way.
Well,
so I was 51.
She was clearly 37 5 years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
Obviously. Look at me.
It could have been yesterday. This chick has no idea about time.
Yeah, that is true.
None of us do.
Well, it was definitely before
it was
the pandemic.
10 years ago. Oh, wait. That was
it
last
was 10
Halloween.
To
My
10.
Math.
It was 10 minutes ago or 10 months ago or 10 years ago. One of
right.
those. You pick. But it was just somebody was doing it at a party. And I walk around the corner, and they not only are they there with nitrous, you know, the little canisters, you screw them into like a whipped cream maker so that there is no cream involved, which is, you know, horrifying when it is. You want to have a nice clean nitrous thing.
I mean,
and there was a guitar and people doing nitrous. I'm like, what? Did I just fucking walk into 1988? This is awesome!
Have I
and I'm like, oh my god, they're doing nitrous! Get up here with all the nitrous songs! Were you on the Secret
nitrous
Show?
Nitrous songs? Is there like
yeah,
a...
Yeah, she wasn't on the Secret Show.
She wasn't
show,
on the Secret Show when that happened.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good Secret Show. But
no,
we had some songs that we would play.
Huff, they acted really weird after it. I was like, I...
It doesn't last. It lasts 15 seconds. It's awesome.
Still,
and then
I
it's over
like,
and you don't act like anything.
And you're
except the person.
Dumber.
You are dumber. Uh-huh. You are dumber. And when you wake up the next morning, your head is pounding. And it's because you killed half your brain.
Yeah.
I don't know if people know this, but once you kill a brain cell, you never get that brain cell back. I really think about all the things I've fucking done to myself over the years. I was never doing that thing with like that fainting game. Like, you remember kids would play that on my
I did that.
Yeah, I know
a
you
lot.
Did. That's why I was looking at you.
Yeah.
And it's that kills your fucking brain cells. Like we could have cured cancer. You and I.
I remember Jason Sisko was like,
that was your destiny.
This Jason Sisko's mom, Claire, was the hot mom in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Just to fill in the story a little bit. Anyway.
There's always a hot mom in
she
every
was the
neighborhood.
Hot mom.
Yeah.
Anyway, he goes, Mom, let us show you this thing that we this neat thing we can do. And so then he, you know, I had to huff. You have to hyperventilate, and then you hold your breath, and then someone pushes on your neck, and you pass out. That's the game. don't do this, kids. I didn't, you know, maybe dump that.
Well, no, kids aren't listening. Yeah.
No kids are listening.
Okay, let's dump this.
No, anyway, no TikTok challenge, okay?
I wake up on the ground because that's what the next thing that happened. And hot mom standing over me going, oh, my God, you killed him. And I'm like,
I've woken up in heaven.
Did you tell her I need mouth to mouth?
No.
I can't. I'm having to. Help.
No.
Put your mouth on mine.
I never made out with her. I've made out with your mom, but no.
What? Great. So in your mind you have?
No.
What's happening?
I don't know. So when you came to, did Jason Sisko's hot mom go, never fucking do that again, you idiots.
You dummies. Yeah, of course.
Oh, it's
of
so
course.
Dumb.
And there I am on the ground going, this made sense until a grown up watched
pointed
this
out
do
how
it.
Stupid it is.
And now I feel like, oh, this is really dumb. Okay.
Man.
When you get in trouble for dumb shit and the parents really lay it out for you, it's like you're so shamed, like with your head down, because you know you're a fucking idiot.
You're like, I really thought I knew it all until I didn't.
Hey, let's do a bad advice before we go any farther.
Somebody wrote in with a response to yesterday's bad advice about the medical student.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was going to say...
the medical student! I couldn't get it out of my head. I need that lady to write in and say if they're still doing it.
Before we get to that, though, someone did, and I just to get this off my pile of stuff I have over here, someone named Val says, why doesn't V-Hale consider dating Vinny's brother, Jan, who lives fairly close to her, and also neither one of them wants anybody. So
no, V-Hale definitely wants someone.
But I think that she might be able to, she might be the one. Like, she's so unusual that she might solve. She's so unusual, you know. She's like Cyndi Lauper.
I'd love
unusual.
To have her in the family. It'd be great.
I know, wouldn't it?
Oh,
I mean, can you imagine fucking Christmas?
Your brother's name is Jan.
No, he's my middle brother, and his I call him Jan, Jan, like Jan and the Jan. Brady Bunch.
Oh, okay. Because I was like that right there. I don't think it will work for
when
me.
When he first, when I talked about him on the show, he was living in a place called Lompoc, and he worked at Vandenberg Air Force Base, and he had to have security clearance in order to do these satellite launches, which he did was doing for a living. And so I was calling him Jan in order to not implicate him in any of the dumb crap that
we were doing
on the air.
Right.
And it's just stuck. Because he's the middle brother and Jan is a girl's name.
Right. Marsha.
Show him.
Well, the funny thing is we were referring to him that way. And I think I wrote it on a post, and he saw it and went, who's Jan? And I go, what? And he's like, who's Jan? I've seen, I have a guy at work that named Jan. And I'm like, that's Jan, dipshit, and it's you.
You, the guy with the tattoo of you on the shoulder? You.
Yeah.
He has a tattoo of himself on his shoulder.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man, that's fun. What he's so unusual, and so are you. It might be a match made in heaven.
It's not. Don't.
A tattoo of himself?
Yes.
Yeah. In like a sun.
It's like a sun, and then like in the sun, the circle of the sun is this shadowy figure, and the more you look at it, so he always I don't know if he does it anymore.
Jeez,
but when he first showed it to me, he goes, "You want to see something stupid?" And I always.
Of course.
And he goes, "Look." And he's looking over his shoulder, right above his shoulder, lifts up his sleeve. And it's unmistakable, like you.
Well, it was back then. Now he's like an older guy. He doesn't have the same facial hair or the same color hair, even.
Right.
Wow.
That's the funniest part to me. It's not stupid now, Jan, but it will be in 20 years.
I would like to talk to that tattoo artist. Like, you know, they judge as they do people.
Oh, God, of course. Yeah.
What the fuck is this guy doing?
And then when I had a second, I'm like, I'm talking to my mom. This is just between me and my mom, of course, but I'm like, you know the sun's the center of the fucking universe, and he put his face in that.
Yeah.
And she's like, well,
of course.
Yeah. I mean, you see him, right? He's single in his 50s. Like, he's the whole universe.
Everything does rotate around him. The sun's just the center of the solar system.
Yeah, and if he's in his 50s, I'm out. Like, guys. You keep trying to hook me up.
We're not trying to, we're just trying to get you laid, girl. We're just trying to get some de-virginize you. You've been re-virginized.
De-virginized?
gonna try and de-virginize you.
Oh, my hymen grew back.
So I don't think she'll have a problem getting laid. I think she'll, you know,
I don't know. Finding a partner, you know, part someone who's cool part. Though, you know, just not some rando in a bar. Plus, I feel like Vigil goes out a lot less than she says she does.
I never say I go out.
That right?
Why don't you go out?
She doesn't go out.
You think some Prince Charming's going to fall through the ceiling into your living room?
It's going to be my Uber delivery guy. It's going to happen. I'm not going anywhere. No, dude, I went away to, I moved, I had two different jobs when I left here. I was gone for almost 9 years and I came back and everyone has kids and shit. Like what my life, where I'm at, I came, everyone has kids. They're doing stuff. Like it's not like when I lived
Yeah,
here,
you,
and it was like, let's go out and party and do bars. And
now that you don't have like a crew to roll with because they're all like settled down with their stupid kids.
Yeah.
Alex. Nothing. Don't worry. Oh, but no, nothing. It's okay.
What do I do?
Nothing. He's busy. He's doing
no,
his
no,
work.
I'm not busy. I'm good. I'm here.
No. We're just saying that, you know.
I'm back.
Don't have kids.
Don't have kids.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely having kids.
No,
yeah,
okay. We're saying definitely do have kids because otherwise you'll have no one to hang out with. That's what we're saying.
Oh yeah. Okay, cool.
If V. Hale was married and had kids, she had plenty of people to hang out with. But meanwhile, everyone's like, 37-year-old single chick? Okay, well, my brother's coming into town. Maybe I can set you up with him.
I could still hang out with them. We just don't go out.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So there's no chance you're going to meet anybody other than the people in their family.
Yeah, I'm fucked. So
I don't like it.
I don't see that.
It'll happen.
At all.
I don't even think about it anymore. It is what it is.
Oh man.
Okay, listen. I would do this one, but it's just so fucking long.
It is longer. Yeah.
I don't know how I'm gonna do it.
I kind of want to do this because
we have a special guest. Yeah, let's do it. We have a special guest.
She had but
it's perfect.
We did
let's
just
go.
Waste a bunch of time talking about nonsense.
It's a med student response one, but it is. I am not kidding you.
I'm dying for it.
Look at it. All right. I'm going to just start
do
plowing.
It for me.
I'm going to start plowing. Here
skim
we go.
It. Just all go. Right. You won't interrupt.
Plow away.
Hey, I can't skim it. I can't get it.
Just start talking.
Hey, gang. I've always wanted to write in personally for the opportunity to gush about how influential you've become in my life as a 20-something-year-old, but I'm actually writing in response to the Secret Show episode from yesterday regarding the young medical student feeling overwhelmed and unsupported by her spouse. I spent the better half of my day on Wednesday dwelling on her experiences and contemplating my own. I'm 28. I work as a registered respiratory therapist specializing in NICU and PICU.
Wow.
Sorry, that's NICU and PICU. What's pediatric intensive care unit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I love my job. I love helping and advising doctors. I'm going to skip all that. I met my husband in college, and for all intents and purposes, he is to me as John is to Sarah. I love him beyond belief most days, not all days, but most days, which is why when it came to us deciding how to support ourselves through his medical schooling, I offered to hold off on my pursuing of med school and support us financially. And I did. I have no regrets because after watching him go through the toxicity that is medical school and residency, I realized that's not what I wanted. So I worked and took care of the household responsibilities. I worked 12-hour nights throughout medical school and residency. I worked overtime throughout the pandemic.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric. It's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota. Let's go places.
Never hold it over his head. I'm proud of that. I'm going to skip it. My husband is very determined. I'm going to skip that. Your husband is being a dick. Can you fix it? Maybe. We, Hubs and I, talked about your situation, and this is what we came up with. Ask any family in the area for help with a toddler. You know, you need to know your kid is being cared for and looked after while you're on rotation so you can provide the best care to your patients. Moving away, not always realistic. If you don't have family in the area, here are some other suggestions. Taking out another loan. I'm assuming after talking to your husband, things probably won't change. So in the interim, consider your options for taking out another loan. Probably won't make sense to the Alice crew, but you and me both know the only way to make it through med school and residency is to take out loans and cover your cost of living. Use it to cover the cost of extra daycare days, meal prep, maybe a monthly cleaning service so shit actually does get done. I'm not against that. I mean, you're already going to be buried in fucking debt.
Coming from someone who went through it, it makes right. more sense, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Discussion with husband. Have a discussion and confront him once and for all why he's behaving the way he is. All right.
I agree with that. Like I know what she's saying, though. That part of this is there has to be a come to Jesus. Like, look, are we partners in this shit or are we not partners? Like, and if there's the way you're being childish. And this is our lives. So I need to know, are you in or are you just going to make me hate you till I throw you out of our house? Right. Like, what are you doing? Are we partners or not?
Because you're treating our kid like shit. You're treating me like shit. You're treating this whole family situation like shit.
Yeah. And
That's why I think to him, it's an afterthought. Like, it's one thing to come home and he's kind of over his wife. It happens in a relationship, whatever. The fact that he comes home and he treats the fucking kid like shit.
I know. So I'm like,
well, he's resentful. Like, this is why I mentioned yesterday, one of the thoughts that I was having when we talked about kids in my house was, I don't really want to work that hard. And it's not, this was before they were born. And since they're born and I'm working my ass off. So I knew exactly, but I didn't want to do that. Maybe this is a guy who's like, I don't want all this. And it doesn't mean he hates his kid, but he's resentful of the scenario he finds himself in where I'm being told I have to clean up and I never wanted to. Like, I'm not defending the guy, but I'm saying there has to be some conversation about, are we on the same page going forward? Or is this your way of letting me know you want out?
Right.
Because
we can work toward that too.
We can, yeah, yeah. We can certainly, let's not hate each other by the time you're done.
Right.
Being this person who's
one more year. And I'm not going to be doing this anymore. Right. And I'll be getting paid and we can start turning things the other direction.
Right. So can you be less disgruntled for a year while I finish? Or are we going to just deal with this? Because I could see anyone, even if you make it the year, I could see her ending up being the one that's resentful now. Like, you put me through that much shit.
Oh, she's pretty fucking resentful. Yeah. So the fourth thing is reality check. You say you're finishing medical school. I don't know if that means you're truly still a med student or you're a resident and just use medical school as an umbrella term to help the SMV gang follow along. If you're truly just a medical student, you also have to complete a residency.
Which is even harder.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's what she was saying, was that she was doing her residency and that her fucking hours, you know, she's doing 80 hours a week and she's not getting paid for it. She was getting a stipend for that. It sounded like grad school to me. It sounded like she was in the final phase, the residency phase of medical school, which is 3 to 7 years, according to this person, in addition to the 4 years of medical school, which are after the main schooling that you've done. I mean, it's like 100,000 years of school and working for free before you're actually a doctor.
When do doctors even make money?
Later.
All those
when they start working.
Shit,
well, sure.
When they start working.
Someday they make it, apparently. But then they say also that their insurance rates are insanely high because of all the malpractice suits.
Well,
so
that's why.
It's really hard to make any money as a doctor.
What's happened now,
unless you're a specialist.
And you see it a lot, is that instead of a doctor opening up a practice and being the family doctor, like,
yes,
like my doctor growing up, his name was Dr. Nadridge. He lived down the or worked down the, and it was his practice. And me and Jan, he not only was the doctor, what do you call the doctor, the ob-gyn?
Oh, he delivered you.
He delivered
us. He was a pediatrician for you.
He
was like a general family doctor.
Family doctor, right. That doesn't happen anymore because you couldn't afford the insurance to do that by yourself. What they do is they go into these corporate scenarios where you are an employee of Stanford or an employee of Kaiser. Mm-hmm. And then the insurance isn't landing squarely on you. It's more of a corporate umbrella thing.
Right.
I think, as far as I can tell, that's why we're dealing now with these big corporate medical facilities in, like, what is it, Palo Alto? Dignity?
Yeah. There's all
Stanford,
kinds of
them.
Right. There's, you know, the Prima of, there's the whole Marin Health. Like, it's, I mean, where, depending on where you live, there are local things you can go to. There are larger things. There's a whole Kaiser Permanente thing. It's the,
right.
You know, that's all of it.
So I think that's the route they go now so that they do have some coverage.
So this person just really is trying to say that they're hoping she and her husband, who are both in the medical world, hope you find a good support system in your life because going through medical school and residency is hard enough as it is.
Mm-hmm.
They, other doctors and such, keep telling us things will get better. And even as my husband finishes his last year of residency and is preparing to finally enter employment, we're still holding out that it will get better. So from one healthcare worker to another, I wish you the best. Stay strong. Thanks, Morning Show Gang, for letting me offer my opinion to this writer. Maybe one day I'll get to write in something funny, thoughtful, or sexy for my own 5 seconds of fame. You guys are the best. And signed C.
All right, C.
Yeah, thank you.
Great job.
You know what?
Thank you.
I'm sorry I kind of rushed through it, but it really is ponderously long. So.
But she's making it work because they support each other. So
yep.
Unless that other chick's dude steps up.
V.
Vinny.
Let me ask you. When's the last time you just made out with someone? Mm. Like just macked each other?
So long.
How long?
I don't even know. I feel like no one does that. Like, I love it personally, but I feel that's not like, I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Sarah?
You're saying people don't make out anymore?
No, I'm saying like the art of that is lost. Like, really enjoying that and stuff.
What? Yeah, because we're not 15 anymore. Good point. So,
wow, the hostility.
Well, I mean, it's just funny. Of course, she likes making out. She hasn't been married for 3 years, for 30
Sheesh
years, you know?
Lou.
The lost art of making out. You're hilarious. Well,
it is.
It's not.
It's
ask any 15 year old. They're like, it's not lost.
Wow. Wow. I like making out. I'm almost 40.
It's because you're not married.
Yeah, she's That's trying fine. To make the point that she's had enough of John's breath. Gross.
Yeah, gross, man. Quit dry humping me.
Okay.
You're getting a bruise on my pelvic bone, on my month's pubis.
Dry.
What?
Okay. So,
that's a joke that I do with Anita all the time. What? I walk up to her and I'm like, we always give pecks and kisses like, on the way out.
Yeah.
I go,
she's oh my like, God. Ah! I think every husband does that.
Huh?
That is hilarious.
What?
Your husband does it too?
Yeah, he comes in with the Rick Rose hug and goes,
like, I open my mouth and I'm like, ah.
He's like, no, I want to put my tongue down your throat. I'm like, ah!
Yeah, that's exactly it. She's like, ah, get out.
BL would be like, yes, do it.
Well, I like. I think it's come good. Come in and like resuscitate me, and maybe you're like, I don't know, laying in bed together and essentially kiss. I'm just like, this got weird. What
yeah,
happened?
It did.
Oh. All right, give me those magic words.
The end.
All right.